Okay, let's get into Brachas Daf Chaf Beis, Yerushalmi, Brachas Chaf Beis, and we are on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, towards the bottom. This Mesech Lashirim are sponsored by Dr. Michael and Linda Elman, Leila Nishbas, their parents, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bichil, Michal Fagelman, Bunya Bas Reb Chaim, Asher Fagelman, Rabbi Gershon Leiba Bar Leib Azriel Rubin, Basha Bas Reb Binyamin Rubin, Aleihem HaShalom. So we are discussing, we discussed a lot about Tefillin the past couple of days. We had yesterday's daf because we're talking about the ideas of tefillin being put on before Kriya Shema. That is Kabbalah Shemayim, O Malcha Shemayim, Bishle Musa. Right, that's what the Gemara said on Chaf Amabez, right? Kabbalah O Malcha Shemayim, Mishalem. And then we had a day of Rav, and we spoke about tefillin needing Gufnaki. And is there a bracha when you put on tefillin? Is there a bracha when you take off tefillin? That was yesterday's discussion. What about wearing tefillin at night? So now we continue with some of those related issues. Tamantaninan. We learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah comes up later on here in Mesechas Brachas. Tamantaninan, fourth to last line, Chaf Aleph Mabez, wide line. Tamantaninan, Nashim Ba'avadim, Baturim, Mikriya Shema, Menat Tefillin. Women and Avadim, Eved Kenani. Remember, Eved Ivri is Chayav in all mitzvahs. Well, the Rambam says Eved, and there's a Baturah, there's Eved Kenani. There's a difference between the two, between an Ish and an Eved, even though they're both exempt from mitzvahs Aseh Shazman Grama. A woman has full Kedushas Yisrael with a Patur, with an exemption of a certain mitzvahs. And Eved Kenani has mitzvahs Kedusha, and that's why he's not obligated in mitzvahs. There's a difference, even though, you know, they're learning that from each other, La La Me'isha, but there's still a difference conceptually between their Patur. Is it a full Kedusha and it goes down in terms of mitzvahs, or is it not a full Kedusha, and that is why there are less mitzvahs? But Nashim Avatim Patur Mikriyashma Umin HaTfilin. They're Patur from Kriyashma and Tfilin. Why are they Patur? Because it's a mitzvah, say, Sivan Grama Pashtas. So says the Gemara. Nashim Minayin. How do you know women? What do you mean, how do you know women? Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. We just said on yesterday's daf. Either it's because Laila is Lavzman Tefillin, or we paskin Laila Ivzman Tefillin. That, and the only reason we don't wear Tefillin at night, because we don't want people to fall asleep, and Shema Yafiach Lehem. But the other reason we do paskin like that, that Shabbos and Yontif is not Zman Tefillin. So it's a Zman Grama. So what do you need a marker for in Nashim Inayin? So if you look in the Rosh Sir Leo here, or if you look in the Sefer Charedim in a couple of daf on that Mishnah, daf Lamed Zayin, maybe the Hava Minu would be that it's compared to Mezuzah, right? Because Tefillin and Mezuzah are put next to each other in Shema, so we might have thought that just like women are obligated in Mezuzah, because Mezuzah is not time bound, Mezuzah depends on your house, and women need Shmira, so too I would have thought that Tefillin also, an amazing connection between Tefillin and Mezuzah. So Kamash Malan, that's why you need a makar to tell me that women would be pturos from a tefillin. Others suggest that, well, tefillin might be the makar for the ptur of Zman Grama. So that's why we're asking, how do you know tefillin? Because that's part of the, at least part of the makar for the ptur. So how do you know that? So the other pasuk in Shema, v'limata masomas b'neichem, v'loz b'noseichem. We have the makar in Chazal that only men are obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and not women, right? B'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. And then we compare Talmud Torah next, it's next to tefillin in Shema. So, as Shu Chayev et Talmud Torah, Chayev et tefillin. Whoever is Chayev et Talmud Torah is Chayev et tefillin. That's men. Nashim, Shina Chayev et Talmud Torah, Ena Chayev et tefillin. Women are not obligated in Talmud Torah, are not obligated in tefillin. Again, note number one, remember the Ramah in Yoredeya. The Ramah says in Hilchos Talmud Torah that women are not obligated in Talmud Torah per se, but they have plenty that they are obligated to learn. Because all mitzvahs that are shayach to them, they have to learn. That's what the Ramah says. That's basically all dal chalkei shulchan aruch, right? They have to know arachaim, yoredeya, Eben Ezra, and Hoshe Mishpat. That's it, right? Beyond that, they don't have to. They don't have to know. But that's the reason why the Magen Avraham says women say Birchas HaTorah every morning, right? Why do women say Birchas HaTorah every morning? Arachaim. The Shulchan Aruch says Nashim Avarkos Birchas HaTorah. Why do women say Birchas HaTorah? Right, it is a mitzvah asei shazman grama. So some say that no, the Magen Avraham discusses this. The Magen Avraham says that there are many mitzvahs that apply to them, right, and they have an obligation. They need to make brachas because Birchas HaTorah, because there's plenty of Torah that they have to learn. The problem is that is not considered a chiyuv Talmud Torah in Chazal. they're pata from Talmud Torah. They're chayiv in those mitzvos. And in order to know how to do those mitzvos, they have to learn. So it's a little tricky to say that that is the reason the women are obligated in Birchas HaTorah, because they're obligated. They have to learn, but they're not obligated in Talmud Torah. So says the Gra, maybe it's connected to the idea that just like we're going to get on Bezram today's daf, where the women make brachas on mitzvahs they're exempt from. Mitzvah Seishas Ban Grama. Could women make a bracha on that? So that's a major machlokas, which Bezram will have in a minute. So maybe it's related to that machlokas. That's what the Vilna Gaon says in Hilchos Birchas HaTorah. And others say, well, the Shulchan Aruch is the one that says they can't say a bracha on mitzvah Seishas Ban Grama, and it's the Shulchan Aruch that says they say Birchas HaTorah. Nashim of Archas Berchas HaTorah. How could that be you want to say it's for the Ramah? Fine. But the Shulchan Aruch himself says, women cannot make a bracha on lulav or sukkah or shofar, and yet they do say Berchas HaTorah. So that's where Reb Chaim suggests, the Brisker Rav quotes his father, Reb Chaim, who says, maybe this is a different type of bracha. It's not about it's not a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's a bracha on what he called the Chefzah Shel Torah, on coming in contact with the Dvar Hashem. When we come in contact with the Dvar Hashem, we have to acknowledge it and recognize it and make a bracha. And that applies to whether I have an obligation to learn or not. Doesn't matter. I just have to, you know, recognize and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I come in contact. Right? And that's the Lashon, what's the makor for Berachas HaTorah. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when I come in contact with the name of Hashem, Havu Godel Alagenu, ascribe greatness to Him. What do you mean, the Shem Hashem? I'm learning Torah. The answer is learning Torah in a deeper way is coming in contact with the name of God. So that has to do with women and Talmud Torah, a little bit related. Remember what we mentioned about a week ago or so, I'm not going to read it again, but the beautiful Beis HaLevi in Sefer Shmos, where he talks about Shlo Berchu Batorah Tchila, right, that came up a week or so ago, that one of the reasons the Churban happened was because they didn't make Berchas HaTorah. Why wouldn't they say Berchas HaTorah? So we mentioned the Gemara Meseches Menachos in the Bavli on Daf Mem Beis, which says that you only make a bracha on the final stage of mitzvos, when you wear the tzitzis, when you affix the mezuzah, when you blow the shofar. You don't make a bracha on preparatory stages of mitzvos, right? So maybe that was the problem, Bizman HaChurban. They thought that Talmud Torah was only a preparatory stage. They only thought that it was a means to an ends of doing the mitzvah. They didn't realize the value of inherent learning, not just as a means, but as an ends itself. And that's what he related to. Women are obligated in part one, not part two, but that was the tragedy of the generation. Okay, so we have the Mishnah that says women are pater from tefillin, and the makar is the connection, the hekish to Talmud Torah. Says the Gemara, Hativun, Hare Michal Bashol, Haisoloveshes Tfilin. 1 second. Michal Bas Kushi, Haisoloveshes Tfilin. Shol is called Kushi. Why is she called Kushi? The Gemara talks about it elsewhere. Just like a Kushi is clear, the color of the skin, so too Shol was clear, the godless of who he was. And that's why Michal, the daughter of Shaul, the wife of David HaMelech, she wore Tfilin. And what? She wouldn't have worn Tfilin had she not been obligated, right? That's what it sounds like. If you look in the Rashi Elio, Ubevadai to Haisam Evareches, and she surely would make a bracha, Vim Isa to Petura Hayamochim Yada. And if she was Petura and she would be making a bracha, which doing a mitzvah without saying the bracha wouldn't be the full mitzvah, so they would have been Moche if she would have been Petura. To keep it at Tzvichon Gufnaki, Vistab Nashamein and Akiyus, right? And the Rashi Elio there now quotes, because Tfilin, there's a risk factor as well. By other mitzvahs, asei shazban grama. So, okay, might as well do it. What's the downside? By lulav, and by sukkah, and by shofar. What's the downside? But by tefillin, explains the Rashi Elio, and again explains the other poskim, there's a risk factor, right? Why don't men wear tefillin all day? As we saw yesterday, tzrichin gufnaki, right? Because we have to keep a clean body, we have to keep a clean mind. But you know what? Ein breira. We don't have a choice. We have to wear tefillin at some point, so we wear it for davening, for chakras. But that's it. Because we know that we don't want to go beyond what's required, because Chazal determines that that's what we should do. But women don't have the obligation. So they're putting themselves into a situation where there's a downside, because Srichin Gufnaki. So that's why the poskim say if somebody's not obligated in tefillin, then they're not allowed to wear tefillin. Because you're not allowed to put yourself into a situation where there's a chashash of zilzal. And no one is able to say, well, I could keep a gufnaki, just like Bizman Hazem. Men generally, 99% of us, mechzi ki yuara, are not allowed to say, I'm going to wear tefillin all day, you know, when I drive and when I go to work. No, you know, you can't do that. We can't take that into account. So that's what the question is here. So how did Michal do it? Doesn't that reflect that she wore that she was obligated. We'll get back to that, but let's just finish the line. V'ishto shel Yona haisa ola l'regalim. And what about Yona's wife? She used to be ola regal v'lo michu b'yadam chachamim, and the rabbis didn't protest. And that for sure is a zman grama. So how do we understand? It says the Gemara, Reb Chizkia b'shem Reb Yavo, ishto shel Yona hushva. They turned back the wife of Yona. Right? There was a chshash. They didn't want her to come. What does that mean? They'll explain the mafarshim. Because there was a chshash, she's going to bring a carbon, which she's not obligated in. So it's a chshash of chulin bazara. So she's bringing a carbon, she's not obligated. And do we know that, oh, she's going to have in mind that it's a voluntary carbon, but the kohanim, it's so busy in the base of Migdash Yantiv time. This is all the carbonas are obligatory. They're going to get this one carbon, it's going to be mixed up, it's going to be brought as a carbon chova, but really it's a carbon nedava. So they turned her back. Number one. Number two, Micha Basho, Micha B'yadav Chachamim. The Chachamim protested. They did protest because they didn't want her involved in that behavior. There is a question, I mentioned the Rosh Tzir Lio, but there is a question already in the Rishonim. You know, what exactly do we know about Michal? Do we say that she for sure made a bracha, or do we for sure did not make a bracha? So that is machlok. If you look in the Rashba in the Tshuva, Aleph, Kuf, Chav, Gimel, right? And this relates, trickles down to the machlokas that I just alluded to before, whether women would make a bracha on mitzvah zaseh zvan grama. The Rashba says in a short Tshuva, Aleph, Kuf, Chav, Gimel, he was asked, Mrs. Asesh Ban Grama, Shanoshim Peturos, Imratsu La Asosa, Mahin Mibirchas Mitzvah, Rashos Lavarecholo. Right? Can a woman make a bracha on a Mitzvah Asesh Ban Grama? These are Tosvasim all over Shas. Viava Bisha Machlokas Rishonim Zal. And even though it's a Machlokas Rishonim, the questioner asked the Rashba, right? Rishonim here means early Rishonim, or maybe late Gaonim. Even though it's a Machlokas, Imrotsani Lamod Ahaskamatcha. I want to know what you hold, Rashba. So Tshuva, Kfar Yadata Machlokas Rishonim Verayoseyam. You already know. The machlokas. V'is kamti kedivri misha omer, shem ratzu, osos kol mitzvah sasei, umevarchos. Says the Rashba, I hold like Bali Atosvis, like Rabbeinu Tam, that if they want to make a bracha, they can. Mi maisa de Michal Bashol. How do I know that? From Michal Bashol. Shehaisa manechas tefillin. She used to wear tefillin. V'delo michu biyada, right, the maskana of the Yerushalmi here is that, lo michu. Michu biyada. But according to other sources, they weren't mocha. So they weren't mocha, she wore tefillin, ela beretzon chachamim avda. And says the Rashba, v'stama demilsa, kiva demanachas, mivareches. Mistama, she made a bracha. If it says she wore tefillin, what? It would have told us if she wore tefillin without making a bracha. She wore tefillin, she probably did the mitzvah totally, and therefore she would have made a bracha. That's the Rashba, takes it as a davar pashut, that she would have made a bracha. But if you look at other Rishonim, that talk specifically about Micha, if you look in the Shibali Haleket in Simen, Reish Sadi Hey. That's in the Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, talking about whether women can make a bracha on shofar. Says the Shibali Haleket, Dafka below bracha, Shari Luhu Lanashim Latkola Atzman. Dafka without a bracha, like the Shita of the Rambam. Aval im Birchu, if they made a bracha, Gilu Daitam, they have revealed in their mind, Shel Lashem Chova Hein Osos. If you make a bracha, what do they say? Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. So that shows that they're doing it b'toras chiyuv, and they can't do that. V'ikatarti li'isura, and there's a double problem in that. Chada de'ovros al baltosif. They'll be violating baltosif if they're doing adding on to the mitzvah, so they're doing a mitzvah, l'shem chova. V'odika bracha levatala. And it's a bracha levatala. So that's the sheet of the Rambam and other Rishonim that if somebody is not obligated in the mitzvah, they can't make a bracha. Right? And this translates into a machlokas between the Machaber and the other Amah. Who else brings up Baltosif? That's a big chiddush to say that there's Baltosif if somebody does a mitzvah in the time that they're supposed to do a mitzvah. It's just that they're potter. Right? Rashi brings that up. And Tosfos is bothered by it. Rashi and Erevin, Bafsadi Vav, and the Shibali Aleka that we just saw brings up the potential of Baltosif for a woman doing a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. And Tosfos wonders, how could that be baltosif, that ein nira l'ri, right? You find sources really, against that, and misvara, but that's an important discussion about women and zman grama. Generally, we paskin that it's not baltosif. Women can do the mitzvah aseh zman grama. The only question is the bracha. Tefillin, the poskim say women shouldn't wear, even though it's a zman grama, because there's a downside, as we just said. the downside, the risk factor of gufnaki, and halacha says a person shouldn't put themselves into that type of situation. There is another, over time, reason that has developed, and that is because women haven't worn tefillin in all the generations, so that's why it's become beged-ish. And because it's become a beged-ish, so that's why another reason why women don't. But again, once the Ramah says don't, you know, there's nothing to talk about. Right? The Ramah quotes that in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Lamed Ches. I'll just read it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Ramah, in Simin Lamed Ches. Nashim Adakadam Pater, the Shulchan Aruch says Pater, Ramah, Vim Nashim Rotsin, Lahachmer Alatzman, Mochin Biyadan. Right? Mochin Biyadan, that's, we're Mocha, and we don't, allow them to do this mitzvah, says my grandma, though we allow them to do the others. Mishnah Berurah, Tzrichin Gufnaki, the Nashim Enan Tzrich Enan, they're not Zahir, as the, Rosh Silio said here. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Tani, talking about other issues of Kavarat Tefillin. A number of these sugyas that come up here come up later in the Bavli, in the later Prakim, but again, things are in different orders, as we know here in the Yerushalmi. Tani, Nichnas, Lamerchatz, as we spoke about yesterday, their bathhouses had three rooms. An outer room, where people just came in basically dressed, they started getting undressed. The middle room, where some people were dressed and some people were not dressed. And the inner room, where they actually went into the bath. Hanichnas lamerchatz makom shebnei, so different halachas in the three rooms. Makom shebnei adam omdin levushin, in the outer room where people are generally standing with clothes on. Yesha mikra v'tfila, you could learn, you could daven. Vein sarach lamer sheila shalom, and obviously you could say shalom aleichem, because that requires less of a makom naki. No saint tefillin, and you can put tefillin on there. Then it's like lomash lo yachlots, and obviously you don't have to take off your tefillin if you're wearing tefillin all day. That's in the outer room. Next, makom sherov bnei adam regilin lios omdin arumin, in a place where most people are undressed or naked. That's in the inner room where they go into the bath. Ein sham shel shalom, you can't even say shalom aleichem. Why? Because shalom is one of the names of Hashem. And therefore, saying Shalom Aleichem in a place where everybody is naked is not appropriate. V'ein sarech lomar mikro v'tfilin. Obviously, you can't learn there and you can't daven in there because everybody's walking around naked. V'choletz tfilin, you have to take off your tfilin. As we said in previous dafim, remember even the ones Rabbi Yochanan, whoever it was, went all the way in, took off his tfilin there. V'ein sarech lomar shlo yitin. Obviously, you can't put on your tfilin in that inner room. Fine, so that's the outer one and the inner one. Miksasan arum and miksasan levush. What about the middle run? Middle room where some are room, where some are naked and some are wearing clothes. Yesham she'ela shalom. You're allowed to say, it has less, right? It's somewhere in the middle. So you're allowed to say shalom aleichem, because there are many people that are dressed. Vein sham, but still, lo mikra v'lo tefila, and you cannot learn or daven. Vein ocholis, you don't have to take off your tefillin. Vein ocholis tefila, vein onosin, but you don't put them on. Right? Middle type of approach. Let's just do two more lines and then we'll talk about this. Avale no lov shan. The Charedim says this one is going back on the earlier state, on the earlier part of the Brisa, on the Resha. Even though we said that if somebody is in the outer room, they could put their tefillin on in the outer room. That's not talking about somebody who's on their way out of the bathhouse. Somebody's on their way out, go all the way out of the bathhouse and put your tefillin on. Right? If somebody just came into the outer bathhouse just to take a break or to get in from the shade, but they're not going in. They just came in and they just took off their tefillin and now they're going to put it back on and then they're going to leave again. That's where you can put your tefillin on in the outer room. Aval eino lovshan ad sheyatza me'osa reshus. Right? Shel kol osa merchatz. When it says, that one is allowed to put on tefillin, that's not talking about somebody who's on their way out. But it means somebody just happened to come in, right? Look in the Charedim. Aniklas lamerchatz v'yatza lo yanicham sham matcha yatza mikol amerchatz. But if somebody went to the bathhouse, is on his way out, wait till you get all out. Klomer afilu menachitzon. Right? That's the line. And the Gemara also adds that this brisa is a siyua, is a support for what we had earlier. V'damisayeya ki demar Rabbi Yitzchak. For what Rabbi Yitzchak said, begin Rabbi Yochanan. About Rabbi Yochanan, remember we had a machlokas, where Rabbi Yochanan, and where one takes off their tefillin, in the middle room, and remember we wore that other robe, and in the middle room, where he could wear it all the way in, Yaakov ter Musera Hayaloshan. He gave it all the way to the barber, to the person whose name this was, all the way inside, and then he went to the bath, right? And that's what it says here in our Braisa, when it says Miksas and Arumin, Miksas and Lavush, in that middle room, right, it says Eino Cholei Tzvilah. You don't have to take it off. You can wear it all the way in and then take it off. Period. So the saying She'ela Shalom, though in a makom that is not clean and not covered, right? That's what's quoted also in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Simin Pei Dalet, right? Sometimes Kedusha is recognizing and not doing something, right? Not learning or saying Shem Hashem in a bathroom or in a makom Sheino Naki, that itself gives Kedusha, like we had recently, that not learning. Remember we had on the sugyas of Ligmaris Kula. Not learning in the Makom Metunaf shows kavod for the Torah. So the Shulchan Aruch said this in Pei Dalet. Im mutter likros v'amerchas. You're allowed to learn in a bathhouse, says the Shulchan Aruch. No. Avalah, right, it talks about all the different rooms. The outer room, the inner room, and then he says, Uba pnimi shekulam omnim shamarumim, in the room that everybody is naked, afilu she'ela shalom aser. Right, even she'ela shalom is aser, v'aser lanos amen bebeis amerchats. You can't answer amen. Right, also, so that's she'ela shalom. Says the Mishnah Bura, what about somebody whose name is Shalom? What do you do there? Could you say hello to somebody whose name is Shalom in the bathroom and call their name? So the Mishnah Bura quotes the Machlokas Aposkim. Yesh Osrin Bebeis Amerchas, Likroso Bishmo, Elabalashin Laz. That they call them by their English name. If somebody's name is Shalom, they don't have an English name, that's a problem. Maybe call them by their last name. The Yesh Matirin, and some Matir, Tekiva Shein Miskavin Al Inyan HaShalom. When you say Shalom Aleichem, that's a problem, because then you're saying God should be upon you. Right, that's where you're using it as Shem Hashem. But if somebody's just saying their name is Shalom, so that's calling it the name is Shalom. So maybe that's different. You're not mischavein. Elo laskar shmo shaloso adam. Umi divrei sofer malach achar amekel v'chein noagin, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yorei shemayim yesh lo lahachmir. The yorei shemayim shmi lachmir, yan ki harbi achronim osrin. V'yivla hamem v'yomar rak sholo shalom advav. Below mem, right, hide the mem. O shalom with a nun. Right, and then hide it. V'gami geres barashus. Also, it's a letter. Nachon shlo luchto of shalom im vav rak shalim shematzi lizrok ba'ashpos. A lot of time people throw it out, and you're writing the name shalom. The Radvaz talks about this in a tshuva. Radvaz 500 years ago, and a contemporary of the Shulchan Aruch. Right, he talks about this also in Reish Chaf. Al Reish Chaf. Amashenag shlo luchto of shalom male b'ksavim im yesh lo zesmach. That people don't write shalom full. So he writes, Yafahim osim lefishu shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar, right, v'nikra lo Hashem shalom. V'im tomer em kem gam milas emes lo yichtivu. Shnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra emes. Emes is also a Shem Hashem. Ask the Radvaz. Lefichach ani omer, shema sheish li zar shel luchto of shalom male, hayna bizman, she'ela shalom. Right, that's his chilek. To be'osa shalom is kavim lasei shalom ha'chavira me'ez ba'la shalom. Kamo shamar bo'az lakotzer me'ashem imachem. Shazu kavanas hanosin shalom lachaveiro. If you say shalom aleichem, that shouldn't be said in a bathroom. Aval imba lichtov biksav sheish shalom ba'olam. What if you want to write, you heard there's peace in the world, right? The war ended, right? That shalom has nothing to do with Gashem. That's just the word. O bein ploni laploni v'chayotzi bazeh. Shazeh shehu sipur dvarim. Ve'ino b'shash she'ila shalom. Ein otzorach lizar v'kosev oso shalom v'leka k'peid v'bahachi. Sh'ra'inu miskavin l'shem v'lo chayel alei kedushas. L'chor, the same thing would be by somebody whose name is Shalom. I had one Rebbe in my life that would not write my name. He would always write Shin Lamed Vav with a little thingy, right? Just to be machmer, like the Yirei Shamayim, right? So, not to write that. But otherwise, the Meikar Adin, you know, if somebody's name is Shalom, it's not, one can say that in a makom that one cannot learn. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiya boy kume Reb Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiya asks in front of Reb Zeira. Remember, Reb Zeira is very popular here in the Yerushalmi. Reb Zeira. What if somebody has a bathhouse that's only used in one of the seasons? Right, it's used in the summer, not in the winter. It's too cold. And does it have the status of a bathhouse for all these halachas? Meaning people aren't there now undressed. So, does it have the status? Amarle, yes. Merachas v'ava b'she'ena marchetzas, u'beis akise v'ava b'she'ena botsoa. Right? It has that status, right? As we would say, it was used already. If it was already used already, even if it's clean, it still has the status of that. Mar ukva amar, ahein chazira beis akise mitoltalhu. The snout of the pig is like a moving bathroom. right? Because you could assume that in the snout, the nose of the pig, constantly there is disgusting dirt, and you could assume maybe it's even excrement, soa, and therefore you're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema when there is a pig around. Rabbi Yonah boy, Hain Tsrara da Alkef Yama Mahu. What about all of the gook that gets washed up on the side of the river? We have all this dirt and mud. You have to assume that there might be tsoa in there, not just sand or clean dirt, right? Ma, what is the halacha? Rabbi Ami Asya says, what's Rabbi Ami Asya? If you look at the Pnei Moshe, that was his name. If you look at the Stei Yoshua in the back, he was a doctor, right? Asya. Asya means healing. So he said, Hori Rabbi Yirmiyah paskin the following about it. Ma varle, if it's in front of you, Bepilius, you have to put something on top of it. Bepilius, if you put it on top of it, because you don't know, Rashi quotes, the Charedim quotes from the Orach Mitpachas, right? If it's in front of you, you have to cover it. But if it's behind you, lo samchini lave, right? You can't do it close. You can't have it close to you. As long as you're four amos away, so then one can say Kriya Shema. That's how the Charedim understands this line of the Yerushalmi. Period. Reb Zeir b'shem Rav Abba bar Yirmiyah. Other halachas of tefillin. Ochal ben achilas arayvei ochal ben achilas keva. One's allowed to snack with tefillin on. One's not allowed to eat a whole meal with tefillin on. Why? After you eat a whole meal, what happens on Shabbos afternoon? After you eat a whole meal with the challah to the kugel, all of a sudden you go to the couch and you're out. Right? So that's the, you know, a big meal could cause somebody to fall asleep. So that's why one's not supposed to eat a full meal. Yashim en shenas arai, v'en yashim en shenas keva. And you could sleep, as we said, a shenas arai, putting one's head maybe, dafkin in between one's legs, not in the bed, but not to sleep a shenas keva. The Charedim quotes the major machlokas we've shown him, from Maseches Brachos, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rush, and the Rambam. One's allowed to take a little snack. One's allowed to take a little sleep. What about, they're not allowed to have a Hesach Hadas by tefillin. Right? So how could this be? So that's a major machlokas. Does a Hesach Hadas by tefillin, does that mean you're required to have positive focus on the tefillin? Is that what it means? Sounds that way from the Rambam? Positive focus. Anything other than positive focus is a problem of Hesach Hadas. Or does it mean no? Or does it just mean that you can't have a problematic type of das? You can't have too much levity and too much focusing on everything else. But if you're like neutral, like you're kind of like serious, but you're not thinking about bad stuff, then it's okay. That's not a violation. Right? So that's what the summary shonim say. When you're dozing and you're not fully asleep, that's better than plenty of the time when we're awake and talking Lashon Hara and thinking about other things. You know, that's not a Hesach Hadas. So that's the major machlokas Rishonim of, you know, after all, Rabbi Yonah says, he goes to Rabbi Yonah, well, these two had tefillin all day. They were focused on tefillin all day as they did business? No, it just means that they didn't have negative thoughts. But you don't have to have that positive. So that's a machlokas Rishonim that he quotes here relating to this machlokas. We continue. Is tani tani pamachas vis tani tani pamayim. One brisa says that they made a bracha, one bracha on tefillin, and one brisa says they made two brachas on tefillin. Man demar pamachas nicha. The one who says he made one bracha on tefillin, fine, you made one bracha, and that stays. And this is talking about when they didn't take the tefillin off and on. If you take your tefillin off and then on, then obviously they make a new bracha, if there was a hefsek. But this is even with the tefillin on. Man demar mevarach shtei pamim. Why would you make two brachas? If somebody has a serious meal and they have their tefillin on, so the Charedim explains that's a total Hesach Hadas. That is keilu, you took the tefillin off because you weren't thinking about the tefillin. So that's the machlokas between the brises. If you have a serious meal and you don't focus on the tefillin, is that as if you took him off, and therefore you'd have to make a new bracha when you start thinking about the tefillin again. Amar Reb Zeira, a second day, if the machlokas is not about a big meal, then maybe the machlokas is even about a small snack. Kaima Abba bar Yirmiyah ba'ochel ben achilas arai. Right, no, the issue between them is even achilas arai. Do we say that's considered a hefsek, to necessitate a new bracha? Maybe these 2 days in Yerushalmi is parallel to the machlokas Rishonim we just mentioned. You know, does one even, according to this, maybe one of the brises says even achilas arai is going to be a hefsek. Right, maybe because that day holds that you have to have the positive kavana when one is wearing tefillin, and the other day is, say, like Rabbeinu Yonah and the other Rishonim. Good. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Abba bar Yirmiyah leikonis adam lebeis hamayim v'sfar v'tfilah v'yadav. A person shouldn't go into the beis hamayim. What's the beis hamayim? Maybe it means the merachas, like we just said. Maybe it means a place where one went to urinate. Beis Hamayim, generally not used to for Gdolim, as Chazal call it, but only for Ktanim. But a person shouldn't Flachilu Basarva Tila Biyadav with his Svarim and Tfilin in his hands. We'll get back to hopefully Bishem that Lashon of Beis Hamayim soon. Rabbi Yochanan Kavi Sifra Biyadim, Rabbi Yochanan had Svarim in his hand. Havi Yav Leilachurin used to put him in the holes in the wall outside the Beis Hamayim. Kadhavi and Tfiloy Aloy, but when he had Tfilin on, Havi Kambon, he kept them on. He kept them on and went in. Why? The Gemara in Brachas Bavli also discusses that technically, if somebody is going out to be matal mei raglayim, technically they can keep their tefillin on. That's not considered a bizayin. Only b'shas hagadolim they have to take it off. But technically not. Our minhag is to take to the bathroom. The bathroom is a makom of ketanim and gedolim. But let's say somebody's out in the woods, right, and they didn't want to leave their tefillin somewhere and put him down. So the Gemara tells stories that you just cover the tefillin and even ketanim would be okay. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan went in with his tefillin on. And the Mepharshim explained, maybe he wasn't, it was only a place for ketanim, or maybe he wasn't choshesh that it would lead to gedolim. Either way, that's the, what's discussed by the Yerushalmi. Continuing. Masnisa pligal Abba Bar Yirmiya, and the Bryce, the fine Bryce, is against this Abba Bar Yirmiya, what we just quoted. Rabbi Yirmiya said you can't bring it all in. Nichnas adon beis hamayim b'svarav v'tfilah v'yado. The Bryce says that you can bring it in. So Amar Reb Zeira, kaima Abba Bar Yirmiya kam b'yachol alovshan kam b'chini yachol alovshan. The difference between Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya and the Bryce is, was he planning to put it on afterwards? Was he planning to put it on again after he came out of the beis hamayim? If he was planning to put it on, then it makes sense to wear it in, because the second he gets out, he'll put it back on and he'll continue wearing it. If he's taking it off now, it's the end of the day, he's going in for a bathroom, at the end of the day, he's not going to put it back on afterwards, then why wear it in? And it's a bizayin. To lachain mitzvah lo avid bon, you're not going to do any more mitzvah. Lama hu mevazeh lohon, why would you be mevazeh? And therefore, says the Yerushalmi, that's the difference between the Braisa and Rav Yirmiya bar Abba. Barishon ayinos and osan lachavareim. Originally, when people used to go into this Beis Hamayim, they gave the tefillin to their friends outside. Or maybe it wasn't their friends, maybe it was strangers. And therefore, when they went inside, they used to run away with the tefillin. Maybe it was Jews, maybe it was non-Jews, but either way, it wasn't safe. Hiskinu, so they said, okay, shimanichin bichurin. So they said, okay, put it in the holes in the wall outside the bathhouse when you went in. But it also didn't work. Ukshira osa maisa, when that story happened, what story? The Haredim quotes the story from the Talmud Bavli, that there was one time a zona found a Talmud's tefillin in one of the holes. She took it to the Beis Medrash and said, look what I got as payment for my services. And the boy was so embarrassed, he went up and he committed suicide because he couldn't deal with it. Ukshira osa maisa, and they said, you know what? Iskinishi adam nichnas vein biyado. Don't give it to anybody, don't leave it in the holes, just wear it inside, into the Beis Hamayim. In that case. Period. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Reb Zeira Amar v'hushiyeh b'yom kadei lelovshan. As we said earlier, when do you wear it in? Only if you're going to wear it again when you come out. Avalam ein b'yom kadei lelovshan. If there's no other time, you have to usher. Don't wear it in. So l'chein mitzvah lo avid bon. You're not going to do another mitzvah on your way out. Lamahu mevazilon. Why are you going to be mevazil the tefillin and wear it in this place where it shouldn't be worn? Maisha bar Bereder of Yeshua bar Levi Amar man da avid tavus. You really want to do it well. You want to know what to do with tefillin? Oselan kish shel tefach. Make a bag. Make a bag with the volume of a tefach. Venosan alibo, and then bring in the bag and put the bag next to your heart. Matam shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. Right, and so put it in. The poskim say this is only if it's a bag that's only marked for tefillin. If it's not a tefillin bag, then you might not need a tefach volume. Right? If it's a tik hamayuchad tefillin, then it's kind of batel, and therefore it has to be a real ohel, so to speak, a real separate rishus. Taman Amrin, and finally the Gemara, you know what, maybe we'll stop. I want to say something about that last line. Maybe we'll stop by Taman. We'll start with that next time. Again, a lot to say here, but we'll continue next time.